This is the Nordic Football Guys Podcast.
What is up, everybody? We are the Nordic Football Guys. I am joined, as always, with my host, Antti. Antti, why don't you say hello?
No, moro, moro.
How you doing, dude?
Well, it's summertime in the city, so...
Yeah?
It's getting good.
What have you been doing these past few days?
I've been running like Forrest Gump. Maybe not as fast, but as frequently, at least. I just bought this new sports watch. And it has these cool, like, enslavement features that tells me to get off my butt and do something based on my how my sleep quality has been and everything. So it's been good.
Okay.
So past, like, week, I have been running every day.
How much have you been running in the past week, like,
well, at least,
distances?
Well, at least, like, if I have, like, full run day, at least 10K kilometers. So...
10K, that's normal in America. People run 10Ks all the time. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when I have a rest day, then 4Ks.
Okay. So what'd you run today?
Well, today I run 12K.
Okay, so you ran more than the what you're supposed to, I guess, or you just...
No, it was like set on time, 1 hour and 18 minutes, and I run 1.5 hours.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I guess you also had to bike today, so you're full of energy.
Yes. I am.
Yeah. Last night, you stayed up quite late, so I'm surprised you were able to do all of that.
I slept still 7 hours, so.
What time did you wake up?
Well, 2 to 7, so 9. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I guess that's a nice little schedule thing you got. I've not been doing anywhere near what you're doing, but.
Well, you had been taking the dog to walk every day?
Yeah, just in the mornings, and then Kira does it in the afternoon. But this weekend, we are going, Kira and I, my wife, not me and Antti, we're going to spend the weekend at the summer cabin, so that'll be really nice. The weather is, like, amazing in Finland right now. It's, like, 20 degrees.
It's more than that. It's, like, 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's really quite hot in Helsinki now, and so we thought it would be a really great opportunity to go to the lake, maybe swim, do a sauna, throw some sticks in the water for the dog to go and catch, grill some burgers. We're really excited for that.
So. Yeah, this is a very good, like, very nice weather for June. I mean, June is a summer month, but still, usually we get these kinds of weathers in, like, July.
Yeah,
maybe
early August, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, midsummer is 1 week from now, and it's not so rare that there's some snow in midsummer.
Yeah,
that could be somewhere in Finland.
Yeah.
So this weather is very nice.
Yeah,
we have to enjoy it now.
Yeah, we're really really enjoying it as much as we can. So
yeah.
I'm super excited for that. It sounds like you're getting outside as well.
Yeah, I mean the restaurants are open again in Helsinki, so. Yeah, for sure. We are going to maybe go and enjoy some patio beers today.
Ah, with your wife?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you know where you're going to go?
No idea. Is patio a word in English, by the way?
Yeah. Patio deck is...
Cool.
It's something generally that you would have on in your house.
Yeah, because in Finnish, in where I come from, in Oulu, we call terraces patio.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do that in Helsinki, so they don't know what we are talking about when we are talking about that. They call them like the Finnish word from terrace.
Mm. Yeah.
So
in the US it would be like patio or deck. Those are like things that you have on your house. Not generally something that's on a building, but you know.
What if you have a restaurant that has like a outside area you can be? How you call that?
That's a good question. I guess maybe a patio. It's been a long time since I've lived in the U.S. Because now I would just call it a terrace because I've been living here for so long.
Yeah. Well, that day you see you call them terrace because you're living here. If you would live in Oulu, you would call them patio.
Yeah, fair enough. But yes, yeah. Sounds fun. Sounds like a good time. I hope you guys enjoy. Are you going to have dinner downtown?
Yeah, most likely.
Cool.
What about you guys? Any plans for today? I know your wife is starting her summer holiday today, so...
Yeah, my wife is starting her summer holiday from her work, and then, not next week, but the week after, we're going to do a Finnish road trip.
Yeah, you were wondering how to call that, so it's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, the week after next, I guess, is the very not good way of saying that, but... Yeah, so that's going to be exciting. Probably by the time this show comes out, we will be on our way... on that road trip, because this is going to drop next Friday. I would assume.
Yeah, we have some lag time in between our recordings and our actual drop times.
We just have so much stuff going on.
Yeah, we have, and also we had a few shows in the bank.
Yeah.
So, but of course, when the season begins, we are like up to date almost.
Yeah,
like.
Well, I think by the season time, we'll be trying to do a couple a week, and we'll try to record those and drop them the same day.
Yeah, or the next day.
Or the next latest. Day, depending on what's going on at the latest. But yeah, so we're really excited. This episode is one that we've been sitting on for a long time, but we thought the time is right. It's now June.
Yes.
And people are starting to think about drafting, but of course, nobody yet is drafting redraft leagues. But some people, because now the rookie draft in the NFL is over, the NFL draft is over, and people are looking to draft dynasties. So we thought we would take the time to do a dynasty mock draft. What's interesting about this one is Antti and I, we will be drafting on the same team.
Yes. Yeah. So we will have some debates of certain picks, maybe.
Yeah. And we will be drafting from the ninth position on a 12-team league. And we are doing a pretty standard scoring league. It's going to be one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, and a flex. And then a couple of bench spots. And we are also doing half-point PPR, I believe.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's the scoring format. So it's going to be pretty standard, but we thought it would be a fun thing to do. So, like I said, we are 9th out of 12th, and we'll see what we go. So you're ready to get this started, Antti?
Yeah, for sure.
So what we thought we would do is we'll talk you through the first couple of picks, and then we will go from there. So starting the draft now, I assume the first pick is going to be Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I would think so. Otherwise, there's something wrong with the system. Algorithms.
Yeah. All right. So the picks off the board in order. Number 101, Christian McCaffrey. 102, Saquon Barkley. 103, Michael Thomas. 104, Tyreek Hill. Wow, two wide receivers back-to-back.
Yeah.
105, Alvin Kamara. 106, DeAndre Hopkins. That seems kind of early for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, for sure.
107, Zeke Elliott. That's a drop. 108, Dalvin Cook. And 109, we are now on the clock. So, initially, what's your first thought process here, Antti?
Well, first of all, now we are living the time when Dalvin Cook is holding out, so he hasn't signed a deal yet.
He's already been drafted.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm glad he's off the board, so we don't have to ponder if we take him or not.
Yeah.
So that makes our decision easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he's already signed when the episode drops out, we don't know, but at the moment he's holding out, quote-unquote, which always adds the risk factor. But right. What we have like on board, we could think about maybe.
One person that I noticed that initially dropped is Davante Adams.
I would like to go running back first.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, Davante Adams is probably the best. If we're doing value-based drafting, Davante Adams is definitely the guy here. But drafting at 109, there's one guy that I have my eye on in all leagues, not only Dynasty, but redraft as well. And I'm looking at a running back who's still on the board here, and he's the next running back available. And yep. I really like Joe Mixon here. I think that he's going to be, he's got great value. We're also looking Nick Chubb or Josh Jacobs maybe, but I think.
I think we are feeling the same way about Joe Mixon. I also really like him. Draft him here in this spot.
Yeah.
Not sure I would take Davante Adams even in the early second round.
I would take him if he fell to us in our second pick, for sure. Well, it depends who's still on the board. So, like, if Nick Chubb is still around, Josh Jacobs is still around.
I wouldn't go Jacobs. I would go Adams over Jacobs, but maybe I would go Chubb over Adams.
Yeah, I just have a feeling Nick Chubb's going to go next. But I think we're in agreement now that Joe Mixon is our pick.
Yes.
So we will click that now, and we will draft Joe Mixon, and we will see what happens next. So 109, Joe Mixon. Oh, Derrick Henry was still on the board, of course. So now we're looking back. 110, Adams went next, so we don't have to worry about him anymore. Derrick Henry, 111. Josh Jacobs, 112. Jonathan Taylor, wow, 201. Well, remember, it's a dynasty.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, 202, and Mike Evans, 203. Wow.
So there's been a bit of a wide receiver run.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, so. I'm okay with that completely. I'd rather have my running backs fast.
Get
the top running backs as soon as possible and then worry about running backs later because there's so many great wide receivers. So right now, just initially, we're looking here at Chris Godwin, who's still on the board.
Juju,
Clyde Edwards, George Kittle. Chris Godwin, he fell a lot. Juju and DJ Moore. I kind of like DJ Moore as the wide receivers. Running backs, we're looking at Clyde Edwards, who's a rookie, and then Miles Sanders. And then we could also go quarterback here, but it's a little early for quarterback, in my opinion, especially somebody like... I mean, it'd be nice to get Patrick Mahomes and then not have to worry about quarterback ever again.
Mm.
But I think passing up somebody like Chris Godwin or Miles Sanders is hard to do in this situation. Also, tight end-wise, George Kittle is still available, who's quite young.
That's true. It's harder than I thought. I really would like to go running back, and like be done with that.
Yeah.
Initially, I don't want to draft any rookies in Dynasty. It's too much of a gamble. Then, yeah. Of course, later rounds when we are looking for ceilings.
Yeah.
Then that's the
and there
time
are
for
still
that.
Some really great young, proven players like Miles Sanders on the board, Chris Godwin, DJ Moore. These are all young players that are available that we know have some sort of talent.
Yes.
That have proven it in the NFL.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to go with Tampa Bay players.
Yeah.
Maybe, so I would like maybe steer off from Godwin. Just too much changes there.
Yeah, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm not interested in, like you said, rookie. So my top three picks here would be DJ Moore. In this order, I would go Miles Sanders, DJ Moore, and Juju. Probably in that order. Or maybe Amari Cooper or A.J. Brown even. A.J. Brown's still on the board. I know that would be a little bit of a reach, but he's young. Great wide receiver. What are you thinking?
I would go with the Miles Sanders.
Yeah. I think running back here is good. And then we can go on a wide receiver run for a while. Unless somebody, let's say George Kittle drops, then we can try to look his way again.
Yeah, or maybe if there's like the top QBs available, we can maybe think about that.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about going two running backs and then a quarterback and leaving our wide receiver one for the fourth round, but you know, it's a mock draft.
Yeah.
It's good to do some tests, so let's do it. So I think we're in agreement with our second pick, Miles Sanders.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Now that we have chosen Miles Sanders, we will move on to our next pick. Right after Miles Sanders, Chris Godwin, Juju Smith-Schuster, DJ Moore, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 208, Amari Cooper, Odell Beckham Jr. at 210, Julio Jones at 211, Kenny Galladay at 212, George Kittle at 301, so the first tight end off the board.
Got a five wide receiver run there as well.
Yeah. Allen Robinson at 302 and Leonard Fournette at 303. That's a jump. Travis Kelce at 3-4, J.K. Dobbins, Calvin Ridley, A.J. Brown, I would have loved to have him come back to us, and Cortland Sutton. So now we're looking with receivers Joe Mixon and Miles Sanders, and we need to start looking, I would say, at wide receiver. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, after that run for sure.
Yeah, tons of wide receivers off the board.
I would have loved to see Calvin Ridley drop to us instead of A.J. Brown. More.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley and A.J. Brown went back
to
back.
We don't have to think about that pick now, but that would have been maybe a debate.
Yeah. So we're looking here now at our wide receivers that are available. The best available, DK Metcalf and Cooper Kupp. And no quarterbacks have gone yet, so we could be looking here for Patrick Mahomes or Austin Eckler. I like Austin Eckler a lot here. The only problem is we have two running backs already.
Yeah, I would go maybe wide receiver here at this point.
Well, let's just go first with our wide receiver and we'll see what comes available. So, like, if Austin Eckler's still around, then I still might be interested.
Mm.
But let's just see what comes up. So,
all right.
Who do you like more? We're looking at CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, Jerry Jeudy, Stephon Diggs. I don't like Stephon Diggs as our wide receiver one just because of the whole situation.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to, like... It's a dynasty, so I would maybe like to go with maybe a sophomore here.
DK Metcalf the most.
Yeah, DK Metcalf here maybe. And then we could maybe grab later rounds like a solid, like older wide receiver.
Yeah.
As a like wide receiver one. I'm not sure if DK will be in that caliber yet next year, but for sure he's going to be developing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think? Maybe it's a hard choice between Cooper Kupp and DK Metcalf, but I hope.
Maybe one will fall to us. DK Metcalf is higher in ADP. So if we want to get them both, our best situation here is to grab DK Metcalf first. No interest in a quarterback, Lamar or Patrick Mahomes?
Nah.
Not yet. All right. So we'll start off here with DK Metcalf. We'll draft him in the 309. And then we have a pick a few picks later. Cooper Kupp went right before us. What a shame. Okay, so DK Metcalf at 309, Aaron Jones, 310, Chris Carson, 311, DeAndre Swift, 312, Austin Eckler, 401, so we don't have him anymore, Lamar Jackson at 402, and Cooper Kupp at 403. So we're still sitting with Joe Mixon and Miles Sanders, DK Metcalf, and now we're looking either for another wide receiver.
Let's see the wide receivers.
Yeah, so we're looking at Keenan Allen, who I don't love because of age.
Yeah, but that could be one of those things that I told you about, that maybe grab an older wide receiver later and then develop DK Metcalf.
Yeah, so CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, and DJ Chark. I really like this lower tier here, actually. Like DJ Chark, Terry McLaurin, and Deebo Samuel.
Are you saying that we should wait one more round, maybe?
The thing is, what do we go now, then? We could look at our tight end situation. Mark Andrews is still available. Evan Ingram. Seems a little early to take snag a tight end.
What about running backs?
Yeah, running backs that are still available. Kenyon Drake.
I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, me neither. Cam Akers, there's Melvin Gordon, and Todd Gurley. Kenyon Drake, great value here. So we could go running back, running back, running back, wide receiver.
We have. I would go maybe Kenyon Drake here, and then maybe, because I don't like that tier of wide receivers for that spot that we have available now, like Keenan Allen, for example. I would rather go someone like, say, Hilton maybe later than Keenan Allen.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so we can snag here Kenyon Drake. I think that that's some great value.
Yeah. For sure, yes.
Yeah. All right, so let's look here. We don't have a pick coming up for a while. But yeah, so okay, so we snag Kenyon Drake at the 404. So we're rolling in running backs right now.
That's good. That could never hurt your team.
Yeah, I mean, some great trade value at the very least. So after our pick, there was quite a few picks that have gone. So we chose 404 Kenyon Drake. Patrick Mahomes with the 405 went, so we're not going to grab him at our quarterback. Mark Andrews at 406. I'm glad we didn't go tight end there. I don't love that value. Melvin Gordon, CeeDee Lamb, Zach Ertz, Keenan Allen has already gone. Jerry Jeudy, Terry McLaurin, that's one guy I would have loved to see come back to us. Deebo Samuel, another one. Todd Gurley, we don't need a running back. Kerryon Johnson, don't like that. Cam Akers, DJ Chark, ooh, would have liked him. Evan Ingram's gone. Stephon Diggs and David Montgomery, and now back to us at 509.
All right, there's still like Lev Bell available.
Yeah, Lev Bell is still available, of course, but we just went. We now have three wide receivers. We're running back to only one wide receiver, so I think we're kind of backed ourselves into a corner here that we have to go wide receiver.
Yeah, let's see.
So we have Tyler Boyd, Tyler Lockett, and Jalen Reagor. Robert Woods is available.
I wouldn't hate Tyler Lockett here since we have DK Metcalf.
I hear what you're saying. The only thing is I don't know how I feel about having two wide receivers on the same team being our one and two.
That's true.
Like, I think Robert Woods is the better choice in this situation. Let's see who else is available if we look at the wide receiver sheet. So we have Jalen Reagor, Robert Woods, Tyler Boyd, Tyler Lockett, Jarvis Landry still available. Devonta Parker? I don't hate him. But we have a pick coming around. So we could grab a couple wide receivers here.
Yeah. I don't like Woods as much as I like Parker. Since of that Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods have, like, it's hard to say who's going to be the number one in that team.
I almost say reach for Parker right now.
Yeah,
and me too. And then see who comes around later.
And then maybe we can even snag, like, QB maybe next round, like Kyler Murray or something like that.
Yeah, or we could take the Tyler Lockett, not knowing that we have two wide receivers on two different teams. So we can judge it then. So I think Devonta Parker.
Yeah, I would go Devonta Parker here.
All right, I love that. All right, so we'll take Devonta Parker as our wide receiver too. So DK Metcalf and Devonta Parker, it's pretty good. Pretty good chance. And then a couple of running backs gone. So after our pick at 509, Tyler Boyd, Adam Thielen, Jalen Reagor, all guys we had no interest in. Adam Thielen, maybe, but he's a little old. Justin Jefferson, James Conner, and Lev Bell, all gone.
All right.
So our team right now, Miles Sanders, Kenyon Drake, DK Metcalf, Devonta Parker, and Joe Mixon. So pretty solid team, actually.
And Tyler Lockett is still there. So if we would go with our original plan, take Parker, reach for him, and then hope Lockett will fall. So now we would have stack from Metcalf and Lockett.
Yeah. So also, Kyler Murray's on the board if we want that as a quarterback. There's a lot of great quarterbacks, though.
Yeah. But we got to need two.
So you like Tyler Lockett more than Robert Woods right now?
Yeah, from those two, but then I'm also debating with myself, is it Kyler Murray here or go with another wide receiver?
Yeah, it's a hard choice.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of having Kyler Murray. That way we don't have to worry about quarterbacks virtually ever again because we have a very young, very talented quarterback. Tyler Lockett would be good. The only thing is the pick of Tyler Lockett is kind of a hedged bet against one of our wide receivers.
Yeah, but it's just like that stacking strategy because Seattle is playing some bad defenses and then they can put up points.
Yeah.
So we make sure at least when we have both those two guys, we get the points.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
This is a tough one. I'll tell you what. I will let you have this pick if I can have the next pick.
Oh, it's hard.
Or do you want me to choose? Because I'm leaning Kyler Murray. You seem to be leaning Tyler Lockett here.
Well, yeah, it's still like undecided for me.
I
could go either one. I mean, if we don't go with Kyler Murray, there's still like...
We're in the sixth pick right now, or the sixth round. So having Kyler Murray in the sixth round, our starting quarterback in a dynasty, I don't hate it.
Yeah, but we could still like get guys like Josh Allen dropped to us, which I like also a lot.
Mm.
Another young guy who has legs.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones.
Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson also.
Yeah, so...
All right.
I would go with Lockett.
All right, I'll give you this one, but then at least give me a little bit of an edge on the next one. All right, so Tyler Lockett, it is at the 6-4, and now we have a long way to go again.
Yeah, I saw a bit of a QB run going there.
Yeah, so let's see what happens now. So Josh Allen was taken, I can see. So 6-4, Tyler Lockett, Jarvis Landry right away, Devin Singletary, Kyler Murray has gone right after that. Deshaun Watson, so two quarterbacks. Kareem Hunt, that's fine. Austin Hooper, wow, that's a reach.
Yeah, for sure.
Darren Waller, Keyshawn Vaughn, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield. All of these gone. N'Keal Harry at 7.05, that's early. David Johnson at 7.06. Josh Allen and Henry Ruggs. Lots of quarterbacks off the board.
Yeah, who do we have left?
Yeah, so we're still looking at people. Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, and Tua.
Do you think Daniel Jones would drop to us next round?
Let's see. I also like Matt Stafford, who's still available. Drew Locke is still available. We don't need to touch quarterback yet. There's still some great people.
I saw Robert Woods there.
Robert Woods is still on the board. That's really great value. Darius Geis, I don't hate if we want a fourth running back.
I would rather go Sony Michel than Darius Geis.
Sony Michel is still available. Also, Raheem Mostert, if we really want to. T.Y. Hilton still on the board. Tight end-wise, Hunter Henry, Noah Fant, and T.J. Hockenson. So there's some great value there at tight end if we want to grab our tight end now. But we have a pick coming up again. So if I was to go based on value, it's showing us that Hunter Henry is the best value-wise.
I don't agree.
I disagree as well. I would honestly, I think we need a wide receiver here because we have DK Metcalf, Devonta Parker, and Tyler Lockett. So we're kind of only of those three. We have three great running backs. I think Robert Woods.
I agree.
All right. So we'll snag Robert Woods as our wide receiver 4. So we have some pretty solid wide receiving depth now.
Yeah. I don't think we have to touch that if we don't see a huge potential in the later rounds.
Right. So Hunter Henry went almost immediately. T.Y. Hilton was snagged at 7.10. That would have been a nice one to have. Mark Ingram at 7.11. Denzel Mims, Hunter Henry, Julian Edelman, and Aaron Rodgers. So again, another quarterback taken off the board. We're still waiting on that. We're missing our two starting lineups as we don't have a quarterback and a tight end.
Which 7-11 Mark Ingram was?
What?
Which 7-11 Mark Ingram was? You said Mark Ingram at 7-11. Which 7-11?
He was picked at 7-11.
Ah, okay. I thought you meant the store.
Good one. All right, so quarterbacks available, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford, and Daniel Jones. Joe Burrow is considered the best value. I don't love going straight in with a rookie.
Yeah, me neither. I'd go Danny Dimes.
I think we can wait on him. Personally, I think if anything, we're going, we should like maybe look at tight ends. Noah Fant still available. TJ Hockenson still available. Tyler Higbee still available.
I would go TJ Hockenson here. Friend of the show, Thor Nystrom, really like TJ Hockenson. So
yeah, and Fantasy Pros is saying that this is our best available player, and I tend to agree now.
Yeah.
So I think we'll fill that tight end position with our eighth pick, TJ Hockenson. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good value.
And he could be huge.
Oh, yeah.
He had a great debut game, and after that, there were injuries, but we saw that he, what he's capable of already.
Yeah.
Maybe he will, like, lower those risk plays because he had some crazy leaps and stuff like that where he, like, ended up injuring himself.
Yeah. But also, that has always been a team that has kind of leaned on the tight end, at least a little bit.
Mm.
I think that he's going to perform really well there. He's a young guy, and he showed that he's really good. I'm happy with it. So after our pick of our tight end, there was a bunch of picks after that. So Michael Pittman Jr., Darius Geis, AJ Dillon, T. Higgins, Antonio Gibson, Marlon Mack. That was a guy still on the board. Raheem Mostert. That would have been a nice one. But we have great running back depth. Tony Pollard, Daryl Henderson, Ronald Jones, Philip Lindsay, Sony Michel, Noah Fant off the board right before us, Zach Moff, Tariq Cohen, and Marquise Brown. So we are now on the clock at 9:09. How are you feeling about the draft so far?
I'm feeling good. Not bad at all. Now I would now maybe go with QB just to get that done before we are stuck with someone we don't want.
Yeah, well, before we jump into that, just to play this game a little bit, let's just see who's available. So right now, Miles Sanders, Kenyon Drake, and Joe Mixon. Great running backs, but we might want to look to have a fourth just to back it up. Wide receivers, DK Metcalf, Devonta Parker, Tyler Lockett, and Robert Woods. So I think we don't need to be looking at wide receivers right now. I mean, there are some good wide receivers available, but I think if anything, we should be looking for a running back or a quarterback here. TJ Hockenson, our tight end, who we just picked up. We don't need to be looking for a new tight end anytime soon. So let's just see which running backs are available. Matt Breida, I don't love. Rashad Penny, I don't love. Alexander Mattison, I don't love. So we're kind of stuck here in a loop of not great ones. Alexander Mattison at this time might be okay. Jordan Howard is still on the board.
That's like might be the last startable running back.
Yeah, Jordan Howard.
Matt Breida went before him, or is Matt Breida still on the board?
Matt Breida is still on the
he's
board.
He's valued higher for some reason.
He's also valued higher. Maybe in Dynasty for some reason.
I think Jordan Howard is going to be the starter in that team in Miami.
For sure. I completely agree. But so quarterbacks were looking Joe Burrow, Tua, or Daniel Jones, or Matt Stafford. So it's not like we have great quarterback choices either. Like Joe and Tua are both valued higher, but I would rather have Daniel Jones. I would rather have Matt Stafford, and he's valued the lowest right now. We have a pick coming up. We could go and grab Jordan Howard and then see which quarterback comes back.
Yeah, I agree. We could do that.
Just for fun sake, we have Michael Gallup, Christian Kirk, Mike Williams, and Brandon Cooks. All great wide receiving options also. I think that maybe we grab the Jordan Howard.
Yeah, I think we are set with wide receivers.
Yeah. All right, so just to like get that last running back that we could feel comfortable with, I think Jordan Howard. So we'll pick up Jordan Howard. Also, Tevin Coleman, I don't love him.
Yeah, I think Raheem Mostert won that job last year.
Yeah. All right, so we picked up Jordan Howard with the 9:09, and we are now on the clock again at 10:04. After Jordan Howard, Christian Kirk, John Brown, Joe Burrow, Alexander Mattison, Will Disley. People love Will Disley.
Well, when he's in the field, he's scoring points.
And Dallas Goedert. So we're looking now. I think we agreed to go quarterback here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think actually that, well, Matt Ryan is still as well?
He's been so old.
Well,
he's 35. We haven't even touched a quarterback.
Matt Stafford is 31.
32, and Daniel Jones is 23.
But I could easily see maybe if we pick older QB now that we know that gets solid points every week, we could snag like a young, young QB later rounds.
Yeah, we could be looking for Drew Lock. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I mean Matt Ryan was QB1 or QB2 like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean every year he's
and he's throwing a lot of yards.
Yeah, the dude is always a very solid pick. I do like him. He's kind of like a boring pick for a dynasty. He's kind of old, but he has three or four more years.
I like Ryan more than Stafford because he stays healthy. Stafford has a bad back.
All right. Ryan have convinced me again. All right,
cool.
I think Matt Ryan is our solid QB here. So after we pick Matt Ryan, our starting lineup will be Matt Ryan, Miles Sanders, Joe Mixon, DK Metcalf, Devonta Parker, TJ Hockenson, and Tyler Lockett. We also have Kenyon Drake benched, Robert Woods, and Jordan Howard. Solid, solid, solid team.
Yeah, so I like it this for you.
Yeah.
I still think we need a second tight end to back up Hockenson.
Well, now we really don't have a dynasty plan for our next picks. Mm. So we can kind of take our time with this next one. So,
oh, Tua's still there.
Lots of picks after us. Tyler Higbee's gone, so that would have been a nice tight end to back up. That actually probably would have been nicer to have than... Well, I like TJ Hockenson. Will Fuller after that. Darrington Evans, I think. Yeah, Darrington Evans. Rashad Penny. McFarland from Pittsburgh. James White. AJ Green. Not bad. Michael Gallup. Matt Breida, Latavius Murray, Mike Williams, that guy fell. Brandon Edwards, Damian Williams, LaVisca Chenault, Tevin Coleman, and Damian Harris, all before us. We are now at 11:09, and we have no place to go, or we have no plan.
Yeah, I mean, let's check the tight end department.
Yeah, so just to think about it, our team is pretty set right now. We have a really solid starting lineup, so what we're looking now is to kind of back up our starters, I guess.
Yeah.
So we have Mike Gesicki, Hayden Hurst, two guys I love this year.
I would take maybe Hayden Hurst here.
We're at pick 11:09, and he's ADP is 157, so he definitely could come back to us. Mike Gesicki is 104, so if we want Mike Gesicki, we should have to take him now.
I like Hurst more than Gesicki.
I kind of agree, so I would wait.
Yeah.
Right now, I think that we could look for what QB quarterbacks are available. Tua, Matt Stafford, Jared Goff. That's a young guy. Daniel Jones. He's a young guy. One guy I'm super high on though, this year, who I'm not sure if he's gone. Drew Lock. I really like Drew Lock this year, and I think we could get him way later.
I know there's hype around him.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that it's going to be the same than with Cleveland Browns. I would rather go with...
Daniel Jones? Jared Goff or Tua?
Tua would be the exciting pick because it's Dynasty, so you kind of want something that you like can cheer for.
Yeah.
To turn up being good.
Yeah.
But...
Brandon Cooks is still available and Darius Slayton. So we have some good wide receivers available right here. Like right now, Brandon Cooks, I think he's the highest value.
Cooks or Slayton? Cooks has already done it 1 year.
Yeah.
In that three-headed monster.
Yeah.
And now he's like really competing up to be a wide receiver one. I think you think that he's going to be wide receiver one in that team, and I think he's not going to be a wide receiver one in that team, though it's going to be close.
I know that you're really, really high on Darius Slayton.
I'm not like really, really high on him, but I just think he's going to be...
The wide receiver one.
Yeah, in that team.
Yeah, I have him as the wide receiver three on that team, statted. I have Brandon Cooks as the wide receiver one on his team, and I think he has, at least at this point, a more developed quarterback.
Mm.
He's also older and doesn't see he might not see the field that much, so that's an issue we have.
He has had four concussions.
Yeah. Darius Slayton, I don't know. There's a lot of great options here. If you could choose, would you be taking Hayden Hurst right now? Would you be taking Mike Gesicki or one of these wide receivers?
I would maybe back up our tight end position and go with Hurst.
I hear do you.
Do we have a pick coming up soon, or do we have the long way now?
We have a pick coming.
Okay, so not Hurst yet then.
Yeah. Let's take one of these wide receivers.
Okay, you can take this pick. I will take the next one.
I think that's fair. So I'm going to go with Brandon Cooks here.
All right.
I think that he's like a safe pick, a guy that if he's playing, we can play every week.
He has upside for sure.
He has upside. Darius Slayton is a guy that he should be playing, but we don't know what exactly he's going to be.
Mm.
Brandon Cooks is only 26.
Yeah, but those four concussions make him older.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Brandon Cooks it is, and let's see what happens after that. All right. So after Brandon Cooks, Devonta Freeman went. Wow, that's a bad pick. Carlos Hyde, Lynn Bowden, Joshua Kelly.
You don't know Lynn Bowden?
Royce Freeman and Justice Hill. That's not a bad pick. So we are now on the clock at 12:04. We're pretty high pick. So I guess we are talking either backing up our tight end or our quarterback here.
Okay, let's see the quarterbacks. So we still have the same guys. We have Tua, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones, etc. So Drew Luck also and stuff like that.
I like the idea if we're going to back up a quarterback, if we're going to back up Matt Ryan, which we have to, take a young guy. Like, don't go Matt Stafford here because then we have two guys.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
Go young. I know one dynasty team that has Drew Brees and Philip Rivers. And that's a super flex.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. That's a problem for next year. So who?
I would take the tight end here, Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way.
I feel confident that we have younger QBs still waiting for us on our next pick.
Yeah,
but Hayden Hurst might be gone.
I'm leaning that way. Mike Gesicki is still also available, and that's the issue. He's younger. He's a guaranteed starter for that team.
Well, Hayden Hurst is a guaranteed starter. There's no other tight end basically in that team.
All right.
And Matt Ryan is throwing huge amount of yards. Miami, it's always sketchy. I mean, Fitzpatrick is good.
Yeah.
But Tua is going to start that year at some point.
Yeah.
So
Chase Edmonds is also available.
I don't like that. I mean, they drafted Eno Benjamin as well. That is, and Kenyon Drake is the clear starter, so Chase Edmonds and Eno Benjamin are going to share the rest of the snaps.
So. All right, well, you let me take Brandon Cook, so I will take Hayden Hurst for you.
All right, cool.
I think that that's a fair trade there. So we are now almost, I think we're on our last pick now after this. So we have two tight ends who I love, TJ Hockenson, Hayden Hurst. And so let's read off our team. Matt Ryan, Joe Mixon, Miles Sanders, Kenyon Drake, DK Metcalf, Devonta Parker, TJ Hockenson, Tyler Lockett, Robert Woods, Jordan Howard, Brandon Cooks, and Hayden Hurst. That is a solid, solid, solid team.
For sure. I mean, that's a like competitor team since year one.
Yeah.
And has that great balance also for developing players. So
like our weakest spot is tight end, and we have two young, great talents. And our quarterbacks, but I mean, Matt Ryan's great. We should be looking quarterback here.
Yeah, for sure.
With our last pick.
Yeah. That's like a no-brainer. So yeah. I think you got your wish.
Yeah, with the Drew last Locke. One. Oh, so here's where it gets interesting.
No, Tannehill.
I love Tannehill. Yeah, me so too. Let's just read off what happened after we picked Hayden Hurst. So Chase Edmonds went immediately. Matt Stafford, Dallas, or DJ Dallas. Yeah, DJ Dallas, Mike Gesicki, Sam Darnold, OJ Howard, Jonnu Smith, Tua, Mecole Hardman, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Nyheim Hines, Brandon Ayuk, Irv Smith Jr., Darius Slayton. Wow, he fell. That would have been a great one. And David Johnson.
I'm pretty sure it's Duke.
Duke Johnson. Yeah, you're right. So we are looking here, and we need to back up our quarterback. So Jimmy Garoppolo,
Kind of glad we took Hurst, though, because there's a massive tight end run right there.
Yeah, and we got the one we wanted.
Mm.
I lean Ryan Tannehill just because I love him. But Drew Lock, I think he's super young, super a lot of hype, a great wide receiver or great quarterback to have as a backup.
Yeah, I wouldn't want 230 something QBs in a dynasty team, because that would mean that we would have to like start looking at rookie quarterbacks in our rookie drafts.
Yeah,
and with those, I would like to maybe concentrate on running backs. So
yeah, I mean, if we have Drew Lock, we essentially never have to worry if he pans out.
And you're high on him.
Yeah.
I'm not so high on him than you are, but
if Drew Lock pans out this year, we never have to think about quarterbacks virtually ever again.
Mm.
So I do like Drew Lock. All right. So with our last pick in the draft, we decided to go with Drew Lock. And let's see how this ends. Yeah. So we have a pretty solid team.
Yeah, for sure.
If I can say. Our team ended like this. So we started with two running backs right off the bat, Joe Mixon and Miles Sanders. I think when drafting your dynasty team, you want to build around those like key position players. So Joe Mixon and Miles Sanders off the bat, we have two young, very talented running backs.
Yeah, and Joe Mixon is like surprisingly young.
Yeah, 23. So he has a couple of years left in his prime. Great first pick. Miles Sanders, I know that the Eagles aren't so high on him, but he's the starter there right now, and he did amazing things last year. At a running back two position, you could do a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we went with some youth at wide receiver with DK Metcalf. Maybe not a guaranteed wide receiver one right off the bat.
But this was our like development pick. Yeah. And I think it panned out when you like go through our rest of our wide receivers.
Yeah, because right after this, other than Kenyon Drake, which was just like a value pick, like a crazy value pick, like Kenyon Drake as our running back three, that's amazing. Like, yeah. I love that. But then we went wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. And all great value. So we got Devonta Parker, who should be a solid wide receiver one. Like, you can't do better than that. Tyler Lockett, who, if DK Metcalf proves to not be the wide receiver one for that team, Tyler Lockett, we can throw in there and be happy. And then Robert Woods, another solid guy that should be wide receiver one, wide receiver two caliber.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, really backed up our wide receiver positions. So literally, Kenyon Drake right now is benched or flexed. Like, that's how our team started out. And then we decided to go with our tight end, TJ Hockenson, which might have been a little bit of a reach.
I think he dropped to us, right? Or at least, like, value-wise?
Value-wise, he's not bad. I have to admit, I think that he was a really solid pick. I like what we did there. I think for the age that he was, for a tight end position, which is a hard position to get young talent, I think
he's a sophomore. He broke all kinds of records in his debut match before he got those injuries. So, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. Jordan Howard after that, I think that was just for we needed, in case we needed a fourth running back that is probably going to start. Maybe this was our least attractive pick.
Yeah, he was the last startable running back.
Yeah.
I mean, like running back three material.
Yeah, definitely a flex guy. If we're putting him, he'll never be our running back one.
No, for sure not.
But as our as our running back four, it could be worse.
Yeah, for
then
sure.
Then we went with our first quarterback. We went with a guy that's going to put up points, Matt Ryan. Pretty good. Maybe for a dynasty, I don't love it, but we did get some value later in the youth department. Mm. So we have a great starting quarterback for the first two or three years, probably.
And he seems like a guy to me that is going to play like still like 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, he hasn't really slowed down that much. Yeah. He's great. And after that, we got another great wide receiving option, Brandon Cooks. So he could easily be wide receiver two caliber this year. And we got him in the 11th round. I love that.
He has the upside for sure.
Yeah. And then we went another upside player, Hayden Hurst.
Mm.
Pretty good. I think that we kind of snaked him. I like that. Because after that, there were a couple of tight ends. And then Drew Lock to close out our draft with our quarterback, too. He hasn't really proved himself yet, but he's going to develop, I think, and has great upside. So we got great quarterbacks with our last four picks. Like, two great quarterbacks with the last four picks. I'm happy with this team.
Yeah,
I think
me
that
too.
This is a team that could easily, that should easily make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure compete.
Yeah.
And, of course, with some in-season management, we could easily flip some of our wide receivers. Could get some depth in needed positions if, like, both of our tight ends turn. Yeah. That's, like, our biggest risk, maybe, that tight end position.
Yeah.
We don't have a solid, proven point scorer yet there, so.
Yeah, and the good thing here is we have, like, two solid depth pieces that easily could turn out Jordan Howard and Brandon Cooks. Both could be great value and could be flipped for a tight end or a quarterback if needed.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely where our issues are going to kind of lie. But of course, in a regular dynasty, you would be drafting longer than this, but we just wanted to get like our key positions, like our starters, get everything done there. I'm happy with this team.
Yeah, me too, for
this,
sure.
This was a fun exercise. I wish this was a real team.
Yeah.
Not just a mock.
Yeah, surprisingly, like, consensus from our part.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot of issues. I think you had to give me one pick there, and then I had to give you the other one. But I liked both of those players, honestly. So we both got what we wanted. What do you think? Anything else you want to say about this team before we close it out?
No, I mean, I recommend you all doing the same thing, like exercise.
Definitely mock.
Yeah, that's even though it's like simulation for the other players, you see kind of things that who are gonna drop and maybe who are not. So like for now, we saw some crazy picks, some crazy players dropping a lot, and some reaches. So maybe not happening in the real draft, but you know, still learning experience.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a great experience. Anthi, surprisingly, we agreed on most things. Now I know a lot about the way you're thinking when we're drafting some teams against each other this year. We should do a dynasty mock against each other maybe next.
Yeah, next would be that. And maybe redraft also when the time is right. We have to do a redraft mock as well because we are drafting a redraft team together. We are also, again, co-managing this year a redraft team, so... And it's a super flex. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, honest. Awesome. So before we go, Anthi, can you tell the people at home where they can find us?
Yes. At NFGpod, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find us there. NordicFootballGuys.com is our website address. So you can find us there.
Yeah, hopefully our rankings will be in there soon. I just finished statting every single NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Anthi is close behind me. And we will have our consensus rankings based on stats in there. So if you notice any rankings and you want to ask us a question how somebody got there, you can reach out to us on Twitter, like we said, Facebook and Instagram, and we will answer your questions directly. We might even answer them on the air. So that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we will see you guys real soon. Bye-bye.
What up? Moro, moro, mitä poro. That's Finnish, and it means what's up, reindeer, in short.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode, or all of our previous episodes. We hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. That is the most important thing.
Go and listen to us in Spotify, in Apple Pod, and all the other major podcast platforms.
And if you have any questions or you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at NFGpod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We hope to see you there.
Moro, moro.